In the life-affirming spirit of this week's Cochrane Indigenous Arts and Culture Week, I must celebrate once more the wisdom of the late Trent Fox, of Morley, on the Stony Nakota values that guide us along life's often dark and confusing way. Trent, Stony Nakota language and culture knowledge keeper, and columnist with the Cochrane Eagle, was within days of completing his PhD at the University of Calgary's Workland School of Education when he passed away of a heart attack last June. Several years ago, drawing on the work of his late sister Kimberly Fox, he created a set of three posters featuring 12 core values of his people. Not only a gifted writer, Trent was not a bad photographer, too, as evidenced by his photos on the posters. Each image is of his traditional land, with the central image of the Tepi encampment taken at Stony Park, just off Highway 1A west of Morley. These values reflect the creator-centered lifestyle so important to the Stony Nakota community. For example, in the Aith Kahawahogu Wichikiabi, Stony Nakota sacred teachings, Mikash Ne Ahapabi, respecting Mother Earth, is a reminder to all of us. And since people are part of that creation, naturally we must practice Wahagapabi, respect, for each other, too, by Oyed Gichiabi, living in harmony. Nor must we forget ourselves, for no matter how troubling the journey, we must remember Orinurpa Ichiabi Si, not to let ourselves get discouraged. There's one value, of course, that underlies all the others, Waka Ne Wachi Yabi, relying on the Creator. All this, Trent stressed, leads to the key respect-based relational value of Wazan Ichinabi, oneness. And yes, it was Trent who proposed that as the name for the Wazan Ichinabi T, House of Oneness, organizer of this week's Indigenous Arts and Culture event. About appreciating these values himself, he said, Mom, Elder Tina Pousset Fox, had been advising us, her children, to start learning from the elders. She saw how Western paradigms had affected us. It was only by turning to elders that I began stepping into the Aithka worldview. And that worldview is vividly reflected in Trent's values posters. Thank you, Trent, for this inspiring legacy. Copyright 2024 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com